Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast. I'm going to introduce you to Aaron Fall Haskell, the Doctor of Divinity, television host as well, New Thought Minister, international best-selling author, as speaker, and awarded as the Global Peace Leader in 2016. Forbes, by the way, featured her as the 11th most inspirational female entrepreneur to follow on Instagram. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. Thank you.
Looking forward to this. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What are you doing up so late? What are you doing here?
I always am up late. That's what I do. What is a New Thought Minister, by the way?
Well, New Thought is a genre that comes everything from Emerson down to Ernest Holmes, many great women in between there for sure. But it's really all about universal law, just the commonalities, the truths that pretty much all philosophies and all religions are teaching. But somehow we made it into New Thought, which was really about having a new thought that actually we could heal ourselves. It was outside of thinking God was outside of ourselves, coming to spirituality within and knowing that we're actually able to heal through revealing the truth.
And you're a doctor of divinity, which is also what?
It means I know everything. a doctor of divinity, well, we consider ourselves doctors because we actually consider that we heal through revealing the truth. And divinity is really, divinity is like, if you think about it, like the vine that goes between of us, how are we linked with everything and how are we everything? And that's what divinity is.
Okay, so when did you get involved in this? I mean, were you a little girl and you were doing these things?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a whole other conversation, right? There's two kind of aspects to that story. But for me, it all began kind of with a stillborn. I had a stillborn at 22 years old that really sent me majorly on my spiritual track.
I guess that would do that to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty dramatic all by itself. You did this on your own, or did you have, some guidance?
That's a great question. Actually, someone just asked me earlier today, that like, what religion do you grow up in? I said, actually, my mom was really anti-everything, religion and spiritual and all the above. She really just didn't want to talk about it at all. So for me, I was, you know, she told me I came home the first day from kindergarten or whatever it was, when I walked in the front door, because we took the bus to school and came home, and I walked in the front door, and I immediately went inside and I said, Mom, how old do you have to be to quit school? You know, and I think that the point is that I was always a seeker. I was like, what are we doing here? And, you know, what's this all about? My mom would be like, why are you asking these questions? Go out and play, you know? And then when I, you know, life happened, I grew up in California, typical stuff, you know, tried drugs, tried alcohol, was date raped in high school, had bulimia from 17 to 20, had a stillborn. And when I had that stillborn, you know, there's a whole story around that. And when that happened, that really, really sent me on my track to say, what the hell are we doing here? And I just got really committed to figuring it out.
Was it difficult for you to do this, to pull yourself up?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding? I'm like, my client the other day is like, have you always been this disciplined? I was like, I was a hot mess. What are you talking about? You know, so no, absolutely not. And I think it's very different. Some people come from cultures that they come from a really, you know, stable background and are taught, very highly educated and all that. And I was, you know, dyslexic in elementary school, and I didn't have any grounding whatsoever. So for me to do this work, it took me, you know, double, triple the amount of effort. And it's cool now because you actually can rehabilitate yourself. You actually can turn on abilities. You actually can, you know, get education and really have the abilities to do anything and know the truth of the universe. So it's super, super fun track.
Latest book is Awakening, but the subtitle is important too. A 40-day guide to unleashing your spiritual powers, life's purpose, and manifesting your dreams. How many people don't even touch any of those areas?
Right?
Too many. Too many. But when you say a 40-day guide, tell me about that.
Well, you know, for me, the book was, when I began, basically awakening, so what happened is I had my stillborn son, and I was actually in nursing school. And what happened was the next day, it's a long story, but at that point in time, you actually have to give birth to the baby, even though the baby died inside of me, and you bathe your dead baby, and you take pictures with your dead baby, and you go home 6 hours later without your dead baby. So the next day, I walked down to the mortician's house all alone. Don't ask me. Where were my parents?
God.
I had no idea. I was 22 years old. And I literally had this moment in the mortician's house. Excuse me. I swallowed wrong. And I literally was like, I had this moment. I was looking at his body, and I just had this huge epiphany. I was like, he's not here. His body's here.
Why did you do that to yourself?
I to be totally honest, they had you take pictures of your baby, and I didn't have the right, like, clothes with me.
Why?
Because, and so I thought, oh, I'm going to go back and take pictures. I have no, because I was cuckoo, because my baby had died. I was like,
you wanted this done, or they were forcing you to do this?
They recommended it. It was part of the grieving process.
But it's part of your grieving to get pictures. I mean, like, are you holding the dead baby?
You're holding the dead baby.
My God.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the point was, is that I had this huge epiphany and this huge commitment to do my track. So then, as I began to, you know, go along the track of really seeking, and I didn't want to go to religion, because I had heard, you know, growing up in California, it was kind of like a bad word. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know where to go. And it wasn't like at that point in time, there weren't yoga studios on every corner like there are now. So I just started going to conferences. I'd read every book under the sun. I literally put a thing in one of my walk-in closets for meditation, because I'd heard that, you know, the great teachers and people had always meditated. So I thought, well, this is the one thing I can do. And I would go back in. It was like, you know, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe or whatever. And I'd go back in, and I'd go back in, and I'd go back in. And it's just like what they said. You know, the veil came off. You know, things streamed through. The universe streamed through. And deities came, and you name it. And I'm sure you've heard, I mean, of course, obviously, I'm not telling, you know, you've heard every single thing on the show. And the point is that it really, you can find the truth. You really can. Anyone out there that's listening, and you're seeking, and I'm sure there's so many enlightened masters that are listening to your show because they'd love to be in the conversation. But there's so many people that are still seeking and in pain and in suffering, and I just want to say, please keep seeking. You will find the answers.
Are you tapping into something for the help, or are you doing it yourself? What is doing it for you?
Well, let's get real and raw, right? So my belief is, and my truth is, that when you expand your consciousness enough through meditation, that you, once it's expanded enough, and this is the difference of what true awakening is awakening is actually letting go of the false identity and allowing the true identity to stream in, that the universal truth, the intelligence of everything. So yes, you get education to have it in language for this culture to understand it, but the truth is that we are divine. I mean, my truth is that I'm divine, you're divine, and that we created this entire universe, I am.
The title of the book is Awakening, which leads me to believe that some people aren't awake.
As I say, it's a pretense that you're not awake, right? I mean, it's a great question, right? Who isn't awake, right? So we're having the experience of not being awake. It's like going into the opposite. As a mentor used to say to me, which I love, is we're here to be masters of limitation. But if we're already gods and goddesses, right, then we get to experience this limited form because we have physics and a game that we're playing in this construct. And so it's just a fun game.
Some people think, Aaron, you know, that all they have to do is pray and their answers will be there, help will be there, angels will be there. But other people think, no, I got to do this myself because that's the only way to get this done. Where do you sit with that?
Oh, it's a great question. Yeah. You know, I believe that whatever you believe is true, right? That is the primary teaching of everything from Christ to science of mind to everything that believes how in our soul, whatever we believe is true, and that's what's really going to be demonstrated in this form. So if you believe in Jesus or if you believe in angels or you believe whatever, that is what is going to be demonstrated. But I believe that it's kind of semantics, if you will, because I've experienced deities coming through, I've experienced angels, I've experienced these things, but I also know that I am that there's a part of me that is one with all of it. So I don't need anything, and at the same time, I need everything. That's the paradox of all this work.
You speak before a lot of people. What is your main message when you've got that microphone in your hand?
Sure. My main message is really to live your truth. And finding your truth is specific for each person.
Whatever that truth might be.
Yeah, there's ultimate truths, right? So, for example, the physics of the universe or energy cannot be destroyed. That's an ultimate truth. The Greeks were the greatest. You know, the Greeks really taught us that each person gets to have a relative truth. And so each person, and that's what I do with my clients, and that's what I usually speak on, is how our subconscious is connected with universal law and how basically we birth three things. I call it the truth triangle. And we birth basically, number one thing is always to birth our true identity. And how do we do that? We do that through going into trauma and really looking at what limiting beliefs and deprogramming that as much as we can. We do that through meditation, through everything else. So we birth our truth, our true identity. The second thing is we birth our relative unique truth. And how do we do that? We really get clear of what our values are and what we're committed to, and that births our truth in the realm of the four areas of our life, in our career and money, in our relationships and love, in our health and wellness, and in our basically creative expression. And we birth that unique truth for each person. And then finally, we birth our purpose and calling, and we birth that through basically looking at all the suffering of this lifetime and all lifetimes, and it's a formula. And it's basically your triumphs plus your passions plus your skill set equals your purpose and calling.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.